What is good, Detroit Lions fans? Because we just seen a Detroit Lions team take on the Denver Broncos, a team that has not allowed 20 plus points since week five. And not only did they just destroy them, they absolutely killed them. 42-17, the Detroit Lions went 42-17. A great game by the Detroit Lions from all intents and purposes. There was a couple of things that stood out from this game alone. And you guys can comment below. You guys can give your insight and your opinions. I'll read them on the show. We're going to probably do this for a half hour, maybe 45 minutes, as long as we have some good content going. But I look at the one player, and his name is Ifeatu Melifonwu. And he had eight tackles and one sack, one forced fumble, two QB hits, two pass breakups. You're talking about a guy who has waited his turn this whole time. It's been Ifeatu Melifonwu. Now, it took Tracy Walker not playing his best football to get put, to get put on the bench. And Ifeatu Melifonwu, who's ran with this starting job. I mean, if he hasn't cemented himself as a starting safety for this Detroit Lions team, I don't know what more you can ask from this guy. He's playing out of his mind. And the fact of the matter is this, guys. This team, I think a lot of people came into this game, they were thinking, whoa, this is a huge the Lions are not going to win this game, the blah 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 blah. Whatever. When we talk about this Detroit Lions team and we talk about what they are capable of, and if you're watching this on the live stream, I'm getting something up. But if you look at this team moving forward, the way that they played tonight, it wasn't just one player. It wasn't just two players. It wasn't just three players. It was a lot of people that were making great plays. And I just think this is probably one of their best wins of the year. So we're excited about that. If your comment, your I'll read your comments below. I'm putting something on thing, but look, if you have any comments on what you saw today, we can go with it. Obviously, there's a lot of things that people are going to look at and they're going to talk about that you're going to want to talk about. So, what a day that Jahmyr Gibbs had. I was shocked at the way that he played. I was shocked, not shocked because of who he is, but I was shocked that he had such a great game. Look, 42-17, Lions win. Jared Goff, 24 for 34, 278 yards, five touchdowns. His quarterback rating was 134.6. Jahmyr Gibbs, 11 carries, 100 yards, 9.1 yards per carry, a touchdown. And he had two touchdowns. One was a receiving touchdown, too. Just a fantastic game by the Detroit Lions. They had a fantastic way they were putting it together. And if you're talking about this Detroit Lions team and you're talking about what they are capable of, just think about when they get C.J. Gardner-Johnson back, or C.D. Deuce, as he's called now. And think about Melifonwu becoming a critical player for this Detroit Lions defense. And the defensive game plan that Aaron Glenn had today was fantastic. And if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you have to be excited about that. I know there was a lot of people that were just clamoring for Aaron Glenn to be fired. And the fact of the matter is, Aaron Glenn has not been good this year, but he's also been hurt by the injuries on his defense. We came into this year, we were talking about Emmanuel Mosley coming back and being a starter. We were talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson being a starter. You were thinking about pass rushers like James Houston, those type of guys. And for the life of them, none of those guys are in the lineup. Now, they could come in the lineup later in the season, which Jahmyr Gardner-Johnson might start practice next week. That's a great sign for the Detroit Lions. But all in all, like this was a critical. This was one of the better victories we've seen. Let's look at the numbers in totality. The Detroit Lions had 29 first downs. They were 5 for 10 on third down, 1 for 1 on fourth down. Rushing yards 105 to 83, 263 in passing yards to 204, and the total yards 448 to 287. Detroit had two sacks, which was great to see. No interceptions thrown. It was just no fumbles lost. Like, they didn't turn over the ball. And if you watch my game preview, I told you the keys to this game would be not turning the ball over, your red zone efficiency, your offensive line play, and your lack of attack downfield. Those were things we were talking about when we were coming into this game. And when we came into this game, we were talking about what they would need to do to buck the trend. You can't turn over the ball against this Broncos team because, as I said, they're 0-3 when they don't force a turnover. They are now 0-4. They're 7-3 when they do force a turnover. 8 times the Broncos have gave up 100-plus yards rushing, and when the Broncos turn the ball over, they are 0-5. I told you that on my game preview. I said, if you get a turnover from the Broncos, you're likely going to win because they can't come back from that. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what happened. This Detroit Lions team played the game like it was, they were supposed to. Now, if you got any comments, put them in the comments below. The Facebook user says it was great to see the Lions with a great pass rush run, Briggs run, Bugs run. And then Jeff Allen says, go Lions. You know, this was a great game for this team. And obviously, we're all talking about this team and we're talking about going to the playoffs. But the one player we should be talking about is Sam Laporta. He is the only rookie tight end in NFL history to produce at least 70 receptions, 700 yards, and 8 receiving touchdowns in a season. Can you say elite? Can you say elite? This guy is unbelievable. And I know people are talking about when they drafted Jahmyr Gibbs and they traded back from 6 to get Jahmyr Gibbs and a second-round pick, which ended up being Sam Laporta. I know there was a lot of people that were clamoring, we should have drafted Jalen Carter. We should have drafted Jalen Carter. Fact of the matter is this, guys. You traded back, and you got two potential stars. Two potential stars on that offense that you can build around. Now, yes, you would love to have a guy like Jalen Carter. Absolutely. But it's way harder to get better. Like, you can't get better as a tight end. A rookie tight end playing like this is unbelievable. The way Sam Laporta has been playing this whole season is unbelievable. And when you get to the playoffs and you're talking about crunch time, Sam Laporta is going to be huge. You know, the teams that win in the playoffs, they have the best tight end play. They have the best run game. And Detroit has shown they have a great run game with Jahmyr Gibbs and Dave Montgomery. And they have a great tight end in Sam Laporta. They have a great offensive line. And the thing about Sam Laporta that makes him different than a lot of other tight ends, he's good at run blocking. And then when he does get out in the passing game, he makes teams pay. And when you look at this stat again, let's look at it again. Only rookie and tight end in NFL history. This is one of the most unique stats ever. He's the only tight end. Think about how many great tight ends are in the NFL right now. He is the only rookie tight end to have that many yards. Again, 70 receptions, 700 yards, and 8 receiving TDs in a season. He has 9 now. Guys, we are witnessing one of the better players in the NFL. We just are. This kid is unbelievable. And the fact of the matter is this. He's played his ass off. He's played his ass off. And this team is showing that they are a legitimate team. Now, Jared Goff, he also had a great game. Only TDs to tally 3 games with 4-plus TDs for the Lions. Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, and Bobby Lane. Those are only 3. And I think, I believe that's a great category to be in. When you're talking about Bobby Lane, you're talking about Matthew Stafford, and Matthew Stafford's going to go down as one of the best quarterbacks in this franchise's history. Bobby Lane, obviously the championship-winning quarterback in the 57th season. Obviously, he got traded. And we're talking about the Bobby Lane curse. But what a game for this team, man. Just what a game. And it goes farther than that. You know, David Montgomery had David Montgomery had a game, too. Yeah, he had a really great game. And when you look at this team, there's so much that they were able to do. So these are the stats. Dave Montgomery had 17 carries for 85 yards. His longest was 13 yards. But Amon-Ra St. Brown, 112 yards, receiving 1 touchdown. Sam Laporta, 5 receptions, 56 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jameson Williams, 4 receptions, 47 yards. Josh Reynolds, 2 receptions, 41 yards. Just a great game for this team. And then you talk about the defenders. You talk about Alex Anzalone, Melo Fonwu, leading the team in tackles. This is what you're talking about. And then you're going to get CJ Gardner-Johnson back, potentially. Guys, I know a week ago you were thinking that the sky was falling. And I know people were talking to you and saying, oh, my God, the Lions. You heard 97 won the ticket. You heard some of these podcasters, these YouTubers going off saying, oh, my God, this team sucks. Oh, my God. Guys, over the course of an NFL season, it's so tough. It's so tough to be consistent. You know, we've only had one undefeated team go through the ringer. We had the Patriots go in 08, but they lost in the Super Bowl. But we've only had one perfect team, and that was the Miami Dolphins in the 70s, okay? That tells you how hard it is in the NFL to be consistent week in and week out. It just doesn't happen. In this league with the salary cap, it's very, very hard. It's very, very tough. And you go through these ebbs and flows of the season. You know, I remember when the 2002 Red Wings, they didn't win a game in April. Okay, I remember the championship, 2008 Stanley Cup champion, the Red Wings. They struggled in February. I remember the Going to Work Pistons being absolutely brutal in January and winning the championship. Guys, these seasons, they're long and they're hard. You know, it's usually a battle of attrition throughout the playoffs. You usually don't get through the season healthy as hell. Just doesn't happen. And the fact of the matter is the Detroit Lions went out there. They win their game. They play a hell of a good game. 42-17. You're talking about Jared Goff, 24-34, 278 yards. There was a lot of heat on Jared Goff this week. There's no doubt about that. There was a ton of heat on Jared Goff. And all you saw him do was play his best game. And I thought this game really showed exactly what Jared Goff is capable of when he gets a good time in the pocket. And I know people are clamoring for, you know, a lot of other different things. But here's the thing. This is your team. This is your team. There's nothing you could do about it right now. So the way we're going to go about it is you got to hope that they protect Goff. They run the ball consistently well. When they run the ball like they did tonight, they're going to be a very, very tough team to beat. Because once you start going back and play action, you start making plays, you're talking about a team that's going to be very, very difficult to beat. So that's what you have to go. Let's go to the comments. There's some comments right now. Just a bunch of go lines. You know, it's 12:37 in the Detroit area. You know, there's probably people just blown out of their mind drunk, so it's great to see. But when I was talking about it this week, I think a lot of people overreacted. I think a lot of people looked at this team and they're like, oh my God, that this is such a bad team. Oh my God, we're going in the wrong direction. SOL was about to come out of the woodwork. But I think what this Detroit Lions team showed you tonight, and if you're going to look at this in a pragmatic standpoint, you're going to look at this in a standpoint of this team is different. They had every reason not to come out firing. I mean, if you talk about it like this, they had every reason. They were turning over the ball ad nauseum. They weren't playing the right way. They could have came out flat, you know, like the Vegas game. And they came out and they came out firing. And now the first two drives, that was a little bit indicative. Like, I was like, oh, my God, here we go again. But then they started to turn it on. The defense was a spark plug. And I think if this defense plays the way that they play tonight, I think they're going to be very tough to beat. And I think that, you know, when we look forward to next week with the Minnesota Vikings, they have a shot to win the NFC North. And I was listening to Dan Campbell on 97 Won the Ticket just a moment ago talking to TJ Lang. And the one thing he said is that they have to go for the blood. They have to go for the blood, period. We got some comments. Yep. still awake and enjoying this win? Absolutely. I agree with it. Mayock says it's late. This is one of the admins on the page. He says it's late, so I'm going to head to bed, bro, but definitely hit on Jared Goff's rebound, J-Mo's career game, and defense particularly iffy. You know, I hit on Fatu Melifamu earlier in the thing, but we'll get to that in a minute. But J-Mo, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch, you know, these guys, I mean, J-Mo is having himself a rebound. And I think eventually he's going to hit his stride. I think a lot of people unnecessarily said he's a bust. I even had a comment today on the page saying that he was a bust, which is so stupid. I don't even want to talk to the guy. Just shows me that he's kind of a dumb. But here's the thing. I think when Jameson catches fire, it might be at the right time. You know, the NFL season is weird. There's a guy that can get hot at the end of the year, maybe potentially Jameson Williams, and you ride that guy all the way to the Super Bowl. That could be a potential. You know, you never know how these things are going to go. You just got to get into the playoffs and give yourself a shot. And them winning the division next week, would put that all to bed. They're going to have a home playoff game. They haven't had a home playoff game in my lifetime. They haven't had a home playoff game at Ford Field. So next week is a huge week for this Detroit Lions team. It's a chance for them to go into Minnesota, take the NFC North crown from Minnesota, say you're a bunch of frauds anyways. Now, we might have some Vikings fans on the podcast this week, so stay tuned to that. It'll be fun to break them down. But this is a Detroit team that it has shown that they are the class of the NFC North. You know, the Packers going to New York. They get beat by Tommy Cutlets of DeVito. The Vikings go to Cincinnati, lose to the Bengals. You know, it's pretty funny that the Bears are still in the playoff race. That's pretty funny to me. But credit to them. Credit to Justin Fields as well. But when I look at this team, I think that there's a very, very good shot moving forward that this Detroit Lions team is going to be a hell of a team to beat. A hell of a team to beat. And we could talk about it all day long about this Detroit Lions team and the goals that stand in front of them this week on Christmas Eve, the chance to win the NFC North. What a Christmas that would be to get an NFC North title on Christmas Eve. And I'll probably be my girlfriend's. So I gotta kind of settle it down and not look like an idiot. But if the Lions do win the NFC North, I'll be losing my mind because I'm 29. Okay. I'm 29. I created this page when I was 18. Yeah. I was 18 or 19. The Detroit Lions News podcast page. It used to be the Detroit Lions News, but I had to change it because there's some wicked people reporting pages. So, but I remember when I started this page, it was Stafford era, Jim Schwartz and all that stuff. And I was like, oh, this is going to be a great era of Detroit Lions football. But as we stand here right now, this is the era of Detroit Lions football that I think a lot of people have been waiting for a long time. And the fact of the matter is this. You have a general manager who is pushing all the right buttons. Now, he doesn't make every pick correct, and there will never be a GM that makes every pick correct. That is just not going to happen. Not in this NFL. Not in the NFL. I mean, look at John Lynch. John Lynch is a hell of a general manager, but guess what? He drafted Trey Lance. He also drafted Solomon Thomas in the top five of the NFL draft. And still, one of the better teams in the NFL. It's about pushing the right buttons, and I think that's what this team does. Now, this is going to be a fun week because you have a shot to go into Minnesota and win the NFC North. I love it because I have never seen an NFC North title. I'm 29, like I said, never seen an NFC North title. Okay, never. There's been shots to win the NFC North, but as you can see, they've always like blown it. You know, the Matt Flynn game, going to Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers comes out of the tunnel. He comes in the tunnel. He comes out of the tunnel being a jackass. You know, the theatrics of Aaron Rodgers acting like he's hurt, but he's not really hurt. He's being a total actor. And then he comes out and shells the Lions. I mean, that's just the way it goes. But this Lions team has shown that, you know, look, they haven't lost back-to-back games since last year, like the beginning of last year, okay? So they haven't had a back-to-back loss. And the fact of the matter is that's on coaching. And, you know, even when things are going wrong for the Detroit Lions, they've had a propensity to be better, you know, and they come out in the next game and they play a really well-crafted game. And you're hoping that this is the start of a run for the Detroit Lions, because when the Detroit Lions are on, they are a difficult team to play. You're not going to beat them. They're very, very tough to play, and they will roll you if they have to. But what I saw from the Detroit Lions team today was just a fantastic game by them, and they deserved to win today's game. There's a couple of things that we're going to look at before we leave. Obviously, when you look at – this is one of the guys I was talking about before a lot of people got on. Fatu Belafonwu. I think he's one of the players of the game. You talk about 8 tackles, 1 sack, 1 forced fumble, 2 QB hits, and 2 pass breakups. This guy was on another one. And when you talk about Fatu Belafonwu, this is a guy that's waited his turn. He's waited his turn. You know, Tracy Walker was starting at the beginning of the year. And when Tracy Walker wasn't playing up to snuff, they made the change. And since then, Melifonwu has really took it. The last 2 games, he's been great. And I can't wait to see the Pro Football Focus, see what his grades look like. I want to see his missed tackles. What a fantastic game by Fatu Melifonwu. And when we look at this final line for Jared Goff and Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, 24 for 34, 278 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions, no turnovers. That's what we want to see from Jared Goff. 134 rate quarterback rating. And Jahmyr Gibbs, 11 carries, 100 yards, 9.1 yards per carry, a rushing touchdown. He also had a receiving touchdown as well. And when we go back to the stats, rushing yards for Detroit, 185. What a great game they had. I love the pass rush, 2 sacks. They forced the turnovers. You know, when we came to this game today, I was talking about if you force the turnover for the Broncos, you're probably going to win. Because when the Broncos turn the ball over, they're 0-5. And when the Broncos don't force the turnover, they're 0-3. They're a collective 0-8 when you did the things that you did tonight. And most teams will not be able to contend with that. Most teams will not be able to contend with that. When we look at the best bets, Gibbs cleared his line easily. Montgomery did not get the anytime touchdown, but the Lions total over 26.5. They went over, which is impressive because when you think about it, this was the first time since week 5 that the Denver Broncos have gave up 20-plus points, and the Detroit Lions just did it today. So this was a great game by the Detroit Lions. We'll see what happens next week as they go to play Minnesota in Minnesota on Christmas Eve. But if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you cannot understate this victory. You were struggling. You were having a hard time. And you went home. You picked up your shit. You beat the crap out of the Denver Broncos. You slated a great coach, Sean Payton. And I know he wanted to beat Dan Campbell because that's his protege. But the mentor got his ass beat by the protege and Dan Campbell. And this team rolled the Broncos. You know, once the Lions got up 28, 35 points they scored, I said it was over. Because the Broncos were just not going to win in a shootout with you. It's just not going to happen. They don't score that many points. And when we looked at it, you know, when we looked at it in the game preview, you know, they're averaging 23.8 points a game, which is 23rd in the NFL. And that was how much the Denver Broncos defense was doing. But they're offensively, they were averaging 22.1 points per game. That's 13th in the NFL. and you just rolled them. You roll them. Great game by the Detroit Lions. It'll be a great game against the Minnesota Vikings. We will talk to you next. We'll talk to you all this week as we talk about the Minnesota Vikings playing the Detroit Lions, where the Detroit Lions have a shot to win the NFC North in Minnesota next week. What a great time for a Detroit Lions fan. And we will see you in the next podcast. I'll be with Tyler. I'll probably have some Vikings fans tagging along with us because I want to bust their balls. But great win by the Detroit tonight. They got one more game to clinch the NFC North, and it's all theirs. First time that I've ever seen an NFC North title, and we're one game away. This is a great time to be a Detroit Lions fan. And if you are thinking it's SOL, think of what they did tonight. Nothing was happening for the Lions. The Chicago game was garbage. They came back tonight and they played a hell of a football game and they beat the crap out of the Denver Broncos. This was a team that was coming in here and they haven't allowed 20 plus points since week 5. And you scored 42 on them. You didn't turn the ball over. You were efficient in the red zone. All the things that you could ask for, the Detroit Lions did tonight. And for that, I say, what a great game for the Detroit Lions. We will see you more this week as there's more people, there's more streamcasts coming to you, whether it be the Lions Avenue, whether it be the Villain Squad or Detroit Lions guys or whatever. We will see you guys in the next one as we talk about Detroit Lions.